The Prep Corner, live on the Big AM 1380, Saturday morning starting at 9.
It is, what time is it? 7:43 at the Big AM 1380. Okay, now I'm getting on track now when it comes to this. About time. We've been, what, an hour and 45 minutes into the show. About time I get on track with what's going on here, for crying out loud. Let's talk a little bit about divorce. We're going to talk about it with a fellow who's a divorce expert. He should know it, because he deals with a lot of folks going through divorce, and he's been through it himself, because he's also a nationally recognized entrepreneur, highly regarded for his commitment to motivating and inspiring people from all walks of life to develop their potential for personal happiness and financial success. Because he launched an organization called MyDivorcePapers.com 10 years ago after his own divorce. Now, glad to say that he's happily married now, loving wife, three children, and he addresses exactly the matters that make marriages fall apart. And we're going to talk about that right now with our guest, the fellow who has put together MyDivorcePapers.com. He knows all about it. We're going to talk about it this morning with Jason McLean on the morning program in the Big AM 1380. Jason, good morning. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's, you know, basically what you ended up doing when it comes to MyDivorcePapers.com. Now, there's a situation of turning lemons into lemonade, that's for certain, but it's really a situation where you're coming through helping people through a situation that you've gone through yourself. And Lord knows, the one thing that both myself and my wife, we didn't get married until we were 42 years old. One of the things that I think both of us were kind of leery about when it comes to marriage is having it end in divorce, simply because we didn't want to go through it, because it can get really messy and can get painful at times as well. And I'm sure you have probably dealt with a number of people that have gone through that situation. You're able to help them out, huh?
100%. I mean, the most difficult thing is if you made the decision to say, you know what, this is just not working out. The grass is possibly greener on the other side. I need to make a decision. I need to move forward. But I have one thing in common with my spouse. My spouse and I can work it out. We can get along. We can at least have a conversation. That means they can work out their details, work out the challenges they're going for. So we decide, you know what, go to technology and become, you know, TurboTax. How come there's not like a TurboTax system in the free world to get a divorce if my wife and I, or my husband and I, can get along fabulously? So I built something, and I created something that basically avoids the ability to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. It was just unheard of to allow somebody to literally stand back and make a decision they've already decided to make.
Yeah, and because the thing is, you can try as hard as possible to make things work out, but there are just some marriages where there are circumstances, a number of different circumstances, that just make it impossible to continue in a marriage. You know, be it emotional matters, physical or verbal abuse, whatever the case may be, that just, you know, when people just say, or for that matter, just realizing that life together isn't working out, and you just decide, like you mentioned, to go separate ways, see what else you can do along the way as well. Nobody wants it to happen, but it does. And so, you know, one of the things that was brought up when it comes to bringing Jason onto the program this morning had to do with what was going on with the presidential campaign and how it affected couples. Because, you know, altogether, I don't know if there are situations that happen along the way where, say, for example, one member of the couple was a big fan of Donald Trump, the other one a big fan of Hillary Clinton, and they couldn't meet anywhere in between there, and it caused friction in the relationship that eventually led to a divorce. So, but when it comes to those situations, you know, I'm thinking when you're dealing with a number of people, you end up, how often do you end up running into people where you sit down, you talk with them, and sometimes you wonder to yourself, why did they ever get married? Because really, in situations that we're talking about getting along when it comes to differences in just these two different people get together, and they're like two different people. They almost have nothing in common. How often do you run into that, and does it make you scratch your head at times?
You know, it scratches my head a lot when I figure out why they're actually together and why they're together so long. people get married for all the wrong reasons, and they take too much time either overthinking it or not enough time thinking it through to make a life decision. You know, this election was the messiest election we've ever seen. And I can tell you, looking at over the entire divorce cases, we've processed thousands and thousands of cases every single month. So I went back and I looked at what was the divorce process in terms of how many men were filing versus women over the past 60 days leading up to and including the day of the election, and then that same time the year before. Because if I look back over all these years, 10 years of doing this, I said to myself, is there a reason why October and November has spiked up as a result of this election? We found that 27% increase in cases being filed over the 60-day period leading up to and including the election, about a week after the election, to the exact same time in 2015. Mm-hmm. So we had to go back and look at that, look at the red states, look at the blue states, look at the reasons why people are filing. And we found that a lot of people are actually filing in on their forms when they come onto our site, and they put in there because he's voting for Donald Trump, or I can't be with her because she's Hillary. Well, if they can't get back, because that's not a valid reason to go through a divorce.
Right.
But the challenge is this. A lot of people allow so many outside influences to come in and to deduct and determine everything that they want to do regarding their marriage. A marriage is an internal decision. It's an internal choice. It's between you and one other person. The moment you let the people around you, the circumstances around you, money, finances, politics, come in and play a role, you're going to find yourself spending a lot more time at my website than you're going to find talking to each other. These are choices we make every single day. People need to take a deep breath and realize what they're doing, because divorce is on the rise, mm-hmm. and it is happening.
In fact, these days it's like a coin flip to see if a marriage works or not. But really it's a situation, when it comes to what you're talking about, people putting down on the line why you're getting divorced because they're supporting one candidate or another. Really what it comes down to, Jason, is that things have been accumulating after a while, and using that as the reason is kind of a convenient out, isn't it?
It's 100% now. The reality is a divorce never just happens. I didn't wake up this morning deciding I want to get a divorce. You didn't wake up in the morning deciding you wanted to get married either. Divorce happens over months and years. It's literally a compounding effect that happens again and again and again. And I've been seeing this for so many years. I see so many people who've come together and says, I need to get out. Now, you got married for the totally wrong reasons. You've made the wrong choices, or you rushed into something and there's absolutely no way forward. Then sure, there's nothing wrong with getting a divorce. But you need to make sure you can go through all the efforts to make sure there's a way you can save that marriage. But if you can't, that's how we built that website, because you should not need to spend $5,000 if you can do one simple thing. Shut up and listen. Talk to your spouse about the situations you're going through and make choices about your assets and your debts and be able to move on, because you have the right to be happy if that's the choice you've made.
Because more often than not, it's communications issues we're talking about. The two just aren't talking, or if they are talking, they're not talking about things they need to talk about, right?
Not at all. They're not talking about anything they want to talk about. It's funny, people don't realize that the importance of a marriage is doing one very important thing: giving everything I have to one other person and vice versa. And that starts with the words out of my mouth and the words I allow into my head. And most of us stop right then and right there, and they begin the marriage and they end the marriage with selfish motivations and selfish choices. But the bottom line is, to make a marriage work, you have to literally sit back and realize it's about being selfless, not selfish.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That's for certain. Jason McClain joining us. He's the founder of MyDivorcePapers.com. We're talking about divorce and the roots of it, and basically the story behind a number of situations when it comes to divorce on the Big AM 1380 in the Morning program. So I'm thinking that, you know, through your own divorce as well as just working with people through My Divorce Papers, you've learned an awful lot about divorce and about married life, and you know, now you're happily married with kids, and it's probably, you know, you've probably learned an awful lot about marriage just from your own personal circumstances and those of others, you know, beneficially through the organization you started.
Yeah, I've learned more than you can imagine. As a matter of fact, it helped make my marriage the best thing since pockets and sliced bread, to the point where at least I know how to deal with the signs of divorce, the signs of difficulty. I understand how to deal with my children in the more effective aspect. Going through a divorce is something nobody is wishing they want to go through. No one's excited to stand up in the morning and say, I can't wait till this marriage ends when they get married. They do it at the very, very end. But life has a very funny way of opening up certain doors that just can never, ever be shut. So we've seen case after case. We've got some people that come back to our website. Little Ethic, there's one guy, he's a truck driver, who's used our services 9 times over the years. It's kind of like a frequent flyer card. Because it's so easy to get divorced these days. But they don't realize the importance of the commitment.
Yeah.
So people call in or they check in with us. Our first thought is, okay, do you have your grounds? Do you understand what you're doing? And are you ready to make this decision? Is there absolutely no way to hang on? And if there isn't, then fine. Click this button. Click over here. Sign this. Do that. And you can literally begin getting rid of your marriage for under a few $100 and you're done. But the choice for you to go through that one literally starts with one simple thing. A choice that you're going to be comfortable realizing that you're ending something that you are praying and hoping and committed would last forever.
Yeah, one thing I want to talk about, you know, we were talking a little bit about politics and how that causes friction in a marriage and a relationship. And the one point that you bring up, and a number of people bring up, has to do with the marriage between James Carville, who was a fellow who was working in the Clinton administration during the years that Bill Clinton was president, and Mary Madeline, who is very much a very popular and well-known Republican strategist. They're married, and I'm sure that they end up having their little moments when they end up doing some little scrapping when it comes to, you know, politics along the way. But I think this is the key right here. You know, and Jason, I want to get your comments on it, too, because this is always a belief that I've had, and I think it's living out in the marriage that I'm a part of right now, because it'll be 14 years this coming March that I've been married. And the one thing I've always believed is it's important to have a number of things in common with your spouse, but not too much, simply because if you have everything in common, things get boring. If there are some things that you don't have in common, it's an opportunity to learn and grow and really appreciate matters together. Your thoughts?
100%. The idea that says opposites attract. We've heard this over and over and over again, but we don't really think about what that really means. Opposites attract really goes on to the idea that says, I am completely different and completely unique, and so are you. My wife is a trauma nurse in the emergency room. She deals with blood and guts all day long. I run .com companies and help people with their lives through my divorce firms and other adventures that I've got. It's completely the opposite. She'll come home one to talk about how she had her hand down some guy's chest and pumping his heart. And, of course, I pale in comparison talking about how many divorce cases we file for people today. Mm-hmm. It's a complete opposite in profession. It's an opposite in perspective. But that's what keeps us happy. That's what keeps us engaged. That's what allows us to do one simple thing. Be unique people. You look at, you know, the candidates you were talking about, Mary and Jerry, and you look at their lives and you say to yourself one simple idea that says these two people realize one thing. They can keep their job and their job. They keep their home at home. It's a separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. Find out what you love about the person, not what the person does for a living.
There's one question I want to ask you before we wrap things up here, Jason, and that's this. In fact, my wife and I managed to witness this when we were out to eat one night. There was this gal that was out with a number of her friends, and it almost as if they were having a divorce party. They were celebrating the fact that she was getting divorced. My wife and I looked at each other, and we were sad. We were sad the fact that they were celebrating that. Now, I realize people are different when it comes to reacting to matters. What are your thoughts on celebrations when it comes to divorce?
You know what? I'm not against it, not in any way, shape, or form, because of the fact of this. If you've made the decision to end your marriage, and you've made the decision to get out of something that is oppressive, that is depressive, that is financially draining, emotionally draining, that is literally just creating challenges for you, why not celebrate the fact that you finally have found a door to get out? It's a good thing to celebrate things which are good in our lives. It's very, very important that we just over and over and over again. But sometimes if you're literally fighting a battle every single day, uphill, downhill, around the corner, and you can finally say, I'm free, man, your arms do come up. You have this sense of elation. You finally say, thank God I can finally turn off that part of my life and start something new, because I deserve to be happy. I remember my own father got divorced after 30 years of marriage. He stood out around for the kids many, many, many years ago. He came to me and he says, I'm so sorry, son. You're off and you're on your own. You're 19 years old. I stuck around for all the kids, but I deserve to be happy. And I learned all about that relationship. Yeah. Listen, celebration comes to the people who are going through a problem. If you're going through a sadness or a difficulty, it's the opposite. You're going to cry. And you want to cry with your wife because you love your spouse. You don't want that to end. You want to hang on to that one. Imagine yourself in the other person's shoes, where they're just oppressed every day and they finally have a chance to break free.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective. Jason McLean joining us. He's the founder of MyDivorcePapers.com on the morning program, the Big AM 1380. So I guess, you know, if they want the information regarding what the services you have to offer, should that come to be, just go to the website, right?
Yeah, pretty simple. Go to MyDivorcePapers.com, and in less than an hour, you'll go through a simple interview, pay a couple hundred dollars, and you will literally be in the process of ending your divorce.
All right there. Jason, thanks a lot. This is a wonderful discussion this morning. Thanks for partaking. We appreciate it, and happy holidays, sir.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks. It's 8 o'clock at the Big AM 1380.
This just in.